760 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The prosecution's final star witness is scheduled to take the stand today at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Correspondent Matt Piper is in New York.
Michael Cohen is expected to testify about his role in what prosecutors say was a cover-up of payments to hide an alleged sexual encounter. Cohen spent more than a year in prison and a year and a half on house arrest after he was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment for lying to Congress and financial crimes. Prosecutors have reached the home stretch of their case nearly a month after this trial began. They said in court Friday that they could rest their case by the end of this week.
Thousands of Palestinians have fled the southern Gaza city of Rafah. As fears grow, Israel will stage a full-fledged invasion soon. Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Israel's goal is to destroy Hamas, which committed the worst atrocity against Jews since World War II. Mm-hmm. Hamas's goal is to survive. If Israel does not go into Rafah and destroy Hamas in Rafah, Hamas will survive.
Secretary of State Blinken tells CBS the U.S. will continue to hold back arms shipments without a viable Israeli plan to protect civilians. A rare cabinet shakeup in Russia. President Putin is replacing his defense minister, Shashank Joshi, at The Economist.
I'm not surprised he's being moved on. I am perhaps a little bit more surprised we're seeing an economist go into that post, but it is worth remembering that Shoigu's predecessor, Anatoly Serdukov, he was also a business figure. He was minister of taxes.
An Ohio police officer shot and killed during an ambush while he was answering a call about a man threatening to harm his daughter and the child's mother, Euclid Police Chief Scott Meyer.
His kind heart, an enormous smile, were infectious. The world was a better place with him in it, and he will be desperately missed by all who knew him.
The chief says the suspect lured police to the backyard, then opened fire and ran. Suspect later found dead. Crews in Baltimore are planning to blow up a big chunk of the collapsed Key Bridge tonight to free the cargo ship that triggered the disaster back in March. CBS's Seiji Yamashita.
The crew of the ship is still on board. They were told to shelter in place. The Coast Guard has been pretty concerned about how they're going to maintain their safety while they do this controlled demolition.
A crooked TV politician is recovering after he was slugged in the face on a New York City street.
I need hardly remind you that the passage of the 18th Amendment has given rise to a new breed of criminal.
Police say Steve Buscemi, who played Nookie Thompson in HBO's Boardwalk Empire, was punched by a stranger. Actor treated for bruising, swelling, bleeding in his eye. So far, no arrest. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cards 4-3 Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day. St. Louis, desperate for a win, down 3-1 when manager Ollie Marmol charged the home plate umpire and was ejected from the game.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol's getting upset. You can't blame him.
And this is a boiling point from strike zone to calls to 7 straight losses.
The Cards manager asked if he had a problem with umpire Alan Porter.
No, Alan Porter and Sean Barber are good umpires. That had more to do with getting something going.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. You know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us.
The Crew opens a series at home tonight against the Pirates. Men's college basketball. Head coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the UW Green Bay Phoenix after just one season to return to Wyoming, where he served as an assistant coach with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high right around 69 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms will end tonight, low of 45 tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a cooler high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Wisconsin comedian Rob Breckenridge joins me in studio for some laughs, and we discuss World Cocktail Day with an expert Wisconsin bartender.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime. Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
Dave Clark 5, yeah.
The DC 5. That's what we used to, the cool guys, to call them DC 5. We didn't have to, we didn't call them the Dave Clark 5. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here. It is 10 minutes after 6 on your Monday morning. And moms, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day yesterday. And Mother's Day is not only for the moms, it's for the family. Because our son took his mother out to lunch. And of course, I tagged along and I got a free lunch out of the deal. So it's not only for moms, it's for dads as well. Anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I think my wife had a wonderful Mother's Day. I'm pretty sure she did. We had a nice lunch with our son, and he brought a whole bunch of nice gifts for her. I got no gifts, but I did get a free meal. But it was very nice, and I hope you had a good one, too. You know, in honor of, and since I wasn't here yesterday, in honor of the occasion, the Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the most memorable moms on TV. I have the top 10 here, but they left out one of my favorite TV moms. I'll tell you who it is in a second. Number 10 was Rebecca Pearson. That was played by Mandy Moore on This Is Us. Marge Simpson, voiced by Julie Kavner on The Simpsons. Peg Bundy, by Katie Sagal on Married with Children. Florida Evans, played by Esther Roll on Good Times. Sophia Petrillo, she was played by Esther Getty on The Golden Girls. Then Connie Britton played Tammy Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Number 4 was Felicia Rashad as Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Florence Henderson was Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch. Dr. Rainbow Johnson, played by Tracy Ellis Ross on Blackish. And the number one mom, Jean Stapleton, Edith Bunker on All in the Family. I think they left out the number one mom. Actually, two great moms. I thought they left out June Cleaver, played by Barbara Billingsley on Leave It to Beaver. She was always a great mom. And people don't think of Mary Tyler Moore as a mom, but she was on The Dick Van Dyke Show. So, yeah, they left out two really good moms. I thought June Cleaver would be up there on top. Always a great mom to Wally and the Beeve. Yeah, they left her out. Okay. We'll get her next year. I always thought she was good. You know, not only did she always, it's just that she was always nice. She always had that string of pearls around her neck with that beautiful dress on, always made up, the hair always done nice around the house. And when Beaver had a problem, she always consoled him. I thought one of the most touching moments on the entire series, and I've seen it millions of times because I have all the DVDs for Leave It to Beaver, was when she sat Beaver down one day and explained to him about lying. And she said, God's watching. And he knows when you're telling the truth and when you're not telling the truth. And Beaver said, even through, the house and everything. She said, yes, even through the house, he could tell. And this explanation of God to Beaver is the only time on the show they ever brought the subject of religion up, God. And I thought it was so touching the way she explained it. And she can also get mad at Ward. So I thought June Cleaver was the best mom. I thought Edith Bunker was good because she put up with Archie Bunker and always still managed to keep that household in check, even though there was constant chaos in that Astoria Queens house. All right. Well, congratulations to all moms out there. You all do a great job. And special congratulations to my mom. She's not with us anymore, but I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver house. My mom was not quite June Cleaver, but my mom was whenever I'll tell you one mom story. Because I never forgot this. All the kids were away at day camp. This was during the summer. I think it was 13 years old. All the kids were away at camp. And the ones that weren't were on vacation. It was a hot day in the summer. We had no air conditioning in the house. There was nothing to do. The year was 1967. I think it was 66 or 67. Excuse me. I'm sitting in the house, nothing to do. And my mom said, let's go to the stores. And she brought me a teen magazine. And she said, here, read this. You'll have a good time with this. It was the first time she acknowledged I was a teenager. She got me Teen Magazine. And she said, after I got done reading, she said, let's go, get in the car. And we went out to what they call the Takaposha Reserve. It was a nature center where I lived, not far from where I lived. And we walked through the woods. We went through their museum. She made sure I didn't sit on that couch because she saw I was, nothing to do. All the kids were gone. It was, we didn't have games like they have today, and TV was boring in the middle of the day. They had soap operas on. So she treated me like a teenager for the first time, and I'll never forget that. Thank you, Mom. You appreciate it. The average person. Are you thinking, by the way, you think you're a cool person? All right. I know I'm not a cool person. There are things I know in life, and that's one of them. The average person stops being cool at the age of, this is going to break a lot of hearts, 39. That's when we start to feel like we're out of touch. The top things we struggle with to stay current on modern slang. I'm up there on groovy and stuff like that. Newer celebrities. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm right up there with Mike Connors of Maddox. I mean, okay. And the latest fashion trends. Yeah, leisure suits. I've got my leisure suit. I'm cool. I know I'm not a cool person. This was amazing. And I discussed this yesterday. My son and my wife, we were all discussing this story here. A 34-year-old woman in Michigan was found living inside a grocery store sign on the roof of the building. She was living in the sign. Now, she had a job. She had a vehicle. She had been there for a year. She had a desk. She had flooring she set up. Even a house plan. Now, there's no word on why she was there, but she was living there rent-free, and she wasn't bothered by anybody until the store noticed she was up there. They're not pressing any charges or anything. She does have to leave, though, but they say they're going to help her transition to a new arrangement. The police officer police offered her housing assistance, but she declined, and so good luck to her. They evicted her from the sign she lived in. I didn't see a picture of it. But I don't even know how you live inside a sign, but she was. In a related story, Southwest Airlines passenger went to sleep inside the plane's overhead bin. How small was this person? You can't even get a piece of luggage in that thing. And this person was, you know, sleeping inside the bin. They don't say how long the person was living in the overhead bin. But when they came in and they opened it up and there was somebody sleeping in there. See, I would have thought it was a dead body. But no. Interesting. All right, this one broke my heart. Chevy announced they're killing off the Malibu, the last normal four-car sedan. It was the last traditional four-car sedan Chevy made, and they're shifting heavily toward trucks and SUVs now. The Corvette Stingray still exists. They've got their Chevy Bolt electric vehicles, too. So they do still make cars, but not a lot of them. Ford also abandoned all traditional sedans. If you want a sedan from Ford, it's got to be the Mustang. They got rid of the Ford Taurus. Mustang's the last one they sell. Chevy ditched its main competitor, the Camaro, last year. So, you know, I drive sedans, and I like four-door sedans. So that means they're phasing me out of cars. And when I read this story yesterday when I'm driving, I noticed everybody is driving SUVs, and the sedans on the road are really old. You don't see any new ones. And you know what I mean by sedans, a regular car, four-door car. They're just not there anymore. They're phasing me. First, they phased me out of Beta and VHS. Then they're trying to phase me out of CDs and DVDs. And now they're phasing me out of cars. Oh, man. I hate that. Hey, we need an investigation here. You know there are more blue and orange M&Ms in a pack of M&Ms than any other color? Now, my son and I were talking about this yesterday, and yes, he looked it up, and I looked it up too, and they said, yes, there's a large percentage of orange and blue M&Ms in each pack, more than any other color. They don't say why, though. We need to find out why. We'll keep an eye on that story for you. All right, 6:19 coming up here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. Chance of showers, thunderstorms. Highs near 71 today. Right now, sunny, 65 degrees at WRJN Radio.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, rhubarb rules. Because O&H's rhubarb crinkle is back and offers a perfect combination of sweet and tart flavors. O&H's homemade rhubarb filling makes this long-awaited crinkle a very special treat. Also featured are O&H Danish Bakery strawberry rhubarb sweet rolls with a fresh strawberry nestled in a delicious dollop of homemade rhubarb filling. Gotta hurry, though. The rhubarb season is short. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
It's 6:23. Albert Hammond, Never Rains in Southern California. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. Chance showers, thunderstorms, highs near 71 degrees today. I didn't wear a jacket to church yesterday. First time this year I went out without a jacket on. Felt naked. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 46. Cloudy with a high near 54 degrees tomorrow. 65 and sunny right now at Radio Park here at WRJN. You see the Northern Lights this weekend? Well, Friday night, my wife woke me up at 3:30 in the morning. She says, quick, get outside. Went in the backyard, and I saw the blue streaks in the sky. I didn't see what people are posting online with the bright oranges and the yellows and the flames coming out of the horizon. I didn't see that. I did see some blue streaks in the sky at 3:30 in the morning. Could have been sunlight coming up for all I know. But anyway, I did see the blue streaks, but I'm seeing people posting beautiful photographs of the Northern Lights. So I figured, well, they said it'll be better Saturday night, which it wasn't. But they said it's going to be intense Saturday night. So I went out there, every half hour from 10:30 till 1:30 in the morning. I got up. I ran outside. Nope, nothing yet. Went back in. Another half hour. Nope, nothing yet. I didn't see anything. But I did see Friday night. I saw some blue streaks in the sky, but people were saying it was just dazzling. I got to wait till it happens again. I think I could be mistaken, but I think it's when there's a big solar activity on the sun and flares keep coming up. And so I think that's what causes it. But I didn't get a chance. I saw blue in the sky. I saw a little bit of it. So I can say, yeah, I guess I did see a little bit. But it wasn't a lot. Maybe next time. I don't know when that'll be, but maybe next time. All right, what do I got for you here today? We have a very interesting guest coming up. This is a series we're going to do of local Racine authors. I met this lady at the Racine Public Library. They had a group of local authors set up there with tables and everything with their books. And these are people that live in Racine that are published authors that you probably didn't know about. And this morning, I'm going to have Laura Gelada on the air. And she wrote a book, and she wrote it based on another book that she read from, it was from the 1930s. We're going to get the whole story. So Laura Gelat is going to be here, and that should be really good. That's coming up at 7:06 this morning here at WRJN, right? All right. This was really rotten and nasty to do to somebody. A woman in North Carolina left her credit card at a restaurant by accident, and an employee posted photos of it unedited online. The woman got the card back, but people already charged more than $2,000 on it because they saw it online. She said she's on a fixed income, doesn't have the extra money to cover the charges. You would assume the credit card company just wiped those away. The owner of Smith's Cafe says he has no comment. I'd fire those employees for doing that. Well, that was just plain stupid to publish somebody's credit card online. How stupid can you get? Let's see what else we got for you here. Moron news. If that wasn't stupid enough, more moron news. The manager of a Subway restaurant in California is recovering after a man punched a woman for not including enough ham in his sandwich. The man arrested for battery. She is pressing charges. Thank goodness. A man parked his boat next to his home. Did you see this picture? This is really good. Guy parks his boat next to his home, and he's told by city officials that he needed to build a fence to hide the boat from the road for whatever reason they have on the books there. So he installed a fence, and then he painted an exact picture of his boat on that fence. I thought that was just great. So when you look at the fence, it just looks like you're looking at the boat. All right. Smart move. All right, let's see what we got here. Showbiz news. I got to see this movie. A 94-year-old actress, June Squibb, goes vigilante in Thelma. It's the story of a woman who loses $10,000 in a phone scam and takes matters into her own hands to get revenge. Hits theaters in June. A new Lord of the Rings movie called The Hunt for Gollum is in the works. Andy Serkis, who played Gollum in the movies, will star and direct. Peter Jackson will produce. John Malkovich joined the cast of the new Fantastic Four movie. No word on his role. And Britain's Ugliest Dog scored a role in a major motion picture coming out in a few weeks, Deadpool and Wolverine. Good for that doggy. I always like to see dogs, do well in motion pictures. Rotten people news. Police in Minnesota arrested two people for putting thousands of fake gift cards in the stores. And then what they do is once you activate it, they stole your information from you. Gee whiz. Never stops, does it? I never noticed this before. A guy used a scale to show that he is often getting less food when he orders online versus ordering in person at the restaurant. Some restaurants from food service workers admit, yeah, it can be. You get less food when you order online than when you order in person. Odd but true. In this country, when you have an emergency, you dial 911. But if you want to report a spy in South Korea, you dial 113. What's the spy line of this country? Do we have one? All right. Chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs near 71 today. More showers and thunder bumpers possible tonight. Lows around 46. Cloudy with a high near 54 tomorrow. Right now at Radio Park, we have sunshine at 65 degrees, 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Wisconsin's mild winter and warmer than expected spring getting a jump start on asparagus. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. 24 acres ready to pick in Adams, Wisconsin. That story on the way.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapperan or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapperan helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapperan and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Nathan Bula is a busy man these days. He's the owner and operator of Spears R Us off County Road E in Adams, Wisconsin, and all 24 acres of his harvestable asparagus ready to go.
So the asparagus season, you know, this year being earlier than it's ever been, we're looking forward to still going until the end of June, but we have to listen to our asparagus, and when it tells us it's getting stressed out for the year is when we'll be done harvesting. So we're hoping at least Father's Day and maybe more. So we harvested last year in 2023. We started harvesting May 10th. This year we started harvesting May 3rd, and we have been doing roughly average of 2,000 pounds every day.
That's busy Nathan Bula, owner and operator of Spears R Us Asparagus Farm in Adams, Wisconsin. And you heard correctly, harvesting about 2,000 pounds of asparagus every day. He said they use an easy pick harvester with technology that allows them to ride on a little cart that you control with your feet so you can move through a field and harvest those spears seamlessly.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And congratulations to some of the strong women leaders in Wisconsin agriculture recognized during the Association of Women in Agriculture's Spring Banquet. They include Jill Armbruster picking up the Founders Award. Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council named the Outstanding Woman in Agriculture. And Katie Katzman awarded the Outstanding Alumni Award. Want to find out more about the AWA winners? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Or sign up for our daily e-newsletter at the same place, and you'll never miss a thing. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high right around 69 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms will end tonight, low of 45 tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a cooler high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company?
40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, billion, billion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. Anyway, we are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a Happy Meal, if that's at all possible.
One toke over the line. You know, I got to repeat this story. I know I do it. I know I've said it before, but I got to say it again. Lawrence Welk. I used to watch that with my mom in later years when it was reruns on Channel 10, PBS in Milwaukee shows it every Saturday night. And there was an episode where Dale and Gail, two of their singers on the show, were singing this song, One Toke Over the Line. And of course, it's a rerun from the 70s when the song was a hit. And Lawrence Welk, after they get done, he says, that's Dale and Gail with a modern spiritual, One Toke Over the Line. Lawrence Welk, God bless his soul, had no idea what the song was about, being a song about drugs. He had no idea. He thought it was a gospel spiritual song. He just didn't have a clue to what the song was about. And he said, that's the... And, you know, I am surprised that somebody on the show gave Dale and Gail this song to sing. I mean, the Lawrence Welk show. You don't get any more wholesome than Lawrence Welk show. Especially back in the 70s, they were like the most pristine show there was. And they have them sing this song about drugs, One Toke Over the Line. And they had no clue to what the song was about. It's 640 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Our forecast for today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 71. More showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 46. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 54. You know, you look outside now and you can't believe that we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's a perfect, beautiful, sunny day with a high near 65 degrees here at Radio Park. They say 80% chance showers and thunderstorms today. I know you can't. I was just once told by a meteorologist, you can't look outside and determine what the forecast is. If the forecast says showers and thunderstorms, it means there's something coming you can't see. And that's exactly what's happening outside. It's beautiful. I hate to say it. Take an umbrella because you may need it later today. Yeah. I don't carry umbrellas. I don't know why. I just get wet. My wife always brings an umbrella with her. All right. Are you more interested in seeing a movie when there's a certain movie star in it or eye candy in the movie? Of course you are. The National Research Group conducted a nationwide survey of people ages 12 to 74. That's basically everyone. To see which actors have the most box office appeal, number 10 on the list was Kevin Hart, preceded by Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Smith, Julia Roberts, Denzel Washington, number 5, Brad Pitt, number 4, Tom Hanks, number 3, The Rock, number 2, and Tom Cruise, number 1. I don't know, I'd rather see, if there's a Tom Hanks movie, I know there's some quality to it, because I think he picked good projects. I only saw one Tom Hanks movie, which I didn't love. It was The Lady Killers. It was a remake of an old movie, British movie. I didn't like that one. Other than that, I think Tom Hanks has like a great track record of picking good projects to be in. So, yeah. And if I see a Tom Hanks movie out there, well, as a matter of fact, my favorite movie, my favorite comedy of all time is The Burbs with Tom Hanks. I'd never get tired of watching that movie. A survey asks people if they've ever taken a real break from social media. That means intentionally deciding to stop using all social media for a couple of days. Majority of people said yes, they have. 54% of people said they've taken a social media break. 31% have not. I remember about a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, my daughter said, I'm turning off Facebook. And I'll get back to it in a few weeks or a month or whatever. And she did. She just shut it off and she had nothing to do with it. And I think we all need that. I think we all need to take a break from social media and just, you know, take a breather for a second. But we don't do it. We're addicted. A new study of beaches in Northern California found there were ticks everywhere. Pretty much everywhere they looked, there were ticks on the beach in California. Cancels my trip to California that I wasn't going to take anyway. A priest in Denmark charged with murdering his wife. She was never found. Was never found that he had made a web of searches for things like sea depth, oil barrels, disappeared, and cleaning. So I guess when you start seeing that stuff on your Google searches, you should, you know, maybe call the police in. Here's some tricks for making a good first impression. I'm not sure I make a good first impression. I think I talk too much. Anyway, here's some tricks. Go in assuming they already like you. Trick them by giving them food, which ups their dopamine level. You drug them with food. Don't be modest, because you seem more confident when you talk yourself up. And don't play it too cool, or they'll think you don't care if they like you or not. I'm not sure if I make a good first impression. I gotta ask my wife that when she first met me. A survey found about 40% of women admit they've dug through their friend's stuff in the bathroom. 33% have gone through their boyfriend's bathroom for evidence of the, you know, cheating. Also, 5% have stolen something out of a friend's medicine cabinet. If you go to our medicine cabinet, and we know if we're in the house and you go through it, we'll know you're there because you'll scream. Years ago, from Nelson's Variety Stores. Remember Nelson's Variety Stores here in Racine? Walking through there, my wife bought a bunch of plastic bugs. I don't know why she did it, but she did it. You know, spiders, tarantulas, things like that. And we have games we play with each other. We hide them somewhere. So, like, I'll put one in the bathroom sink. So in the middle of the night, when she goes to the bathroom and she, you know, opens the door and, you see that big black tarantula in a white porcelain sink. Sometimes in the bathtub, you open the shower door, there's a big bug in there. We just do it to each other. So there's one in our medicine cabinet. I don't know why we put it there, but I think she did it to scare me in the morning when I, you know, open up the medicine cabinet to get my toothbrush. It's a spider. So we left it there. And if someone sneaks into our medicine cabinet when they come visit it, I know they're going to scream when they see it. And we'll know they were snooping in our medicine cabinet. So just put a big spider in, a plastic spider. Just something scary in there. Like an eyeball or something. A plastic eyeball. Just stick it in there. And when visitors come and you hear them scream, you know they were in your medicine cabinet, snooping around where they shouldn't have been. Got wrinkles? All right, maybe we know why. Here are five things you do every day that cause wrinkles. You squint. You sleep on your stomach or your side. That causes wrinkles, huh? You rub your eyes. Eating too much sugar. And being in the sun while you're driving. Huh. There are two types of UV rays that can damage your skin, and your car windows only block one of them. Hmm. We were out in the sun this weekend. We had a good day Saturday. And I got to mention, thank you to the folks at the EAA at Batten Field. I went to their, my wife and I went to their fundraising pancake breakfast. I had a great time. I really did. I had a great time there. And I thank the folks who invited us, and it was really nice. We had a good time. The food was great. And I met some people there that were really interesting. When I was leaving, some guy had a New York Yankees jacket on and a New York Yankees hat. And I said, New York Yankees, go Yankees. And he said, are you from New York? And I said, yeah, originally. And he said, yeah, I'm from Long Island. I said, oh, whereabouts? He said, Amityville. I said, I'm from Massapequa, the next town over. And I said, I went to Burner High School. He said, we used to play Burner High School in sports all the time. I was over at Burner High School many times playing sports. What are the chances at Batten Field in Racine running into somebody who went to your high school, you know, 1,500 miles away? Who, you know, he visited your high school. What are the chances of that? So I said, wow, I was really impressed. And this, he's from Amityville. Yeah, the Amityville Horror, Amityville. It was the next town over where the big Amityville Horror thing happened. So he was from that town. That was fun. It was fun meeting him. Later in the day, we went to the Special Olympics, and that was held in Burlington High School. And we have some friends who were in the Special Olympics. But what really amazed me was they were setting up this line, like a rope, on the 100-meter run. I wonder what they're doing that for. Turns out that one of the runners was blind, had zero sight, and the way he ran was he had a baton he held in his hand, and it had a loop in it, and the rope went through the loop. So when he ran, he held a baton, and people held the rope real tight. What they had to do was, as soon as he came up close, they had to let go of the rope, and then they had to pick it up again. So he can run with the baton. Not only did he finish the race, he came in first place. He was fast, and he was blind, totally blind, but he did it with this baton. And I said, this is amazing. This blind kid won the 100-meter race, staying in his lane the whole time because he held his baton. And I said, this is genius how they did this. This is amazing that somebody thought about this. And they said he could also play bocce ball. What he does is he listens for a bell where the pins are in bocce ball. There's a bell, and he listens for the bell, and he can follow the bell and know where the pins are. And that's how he plays it. Totally blind. Anyway, we had a good time with the Olympics, a Special Olympics, and all our friends ran and finished. We had a first place and a second place finish amongst our friends who were in the Special Olympics. So we had a good time at Burlington High School. For today, a chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs near 71 degrees. Right now, it's sunny and 65 degrees at Radio Park. You're at WRJN. We're at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and, of course, everywhere. We're at the legendary AM frequency of 1400 WRJN, a civic media station. And yes, we're hometown radio refreshed.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns, and here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
Supertramp. Yeah, the logical song. 654 WRJN, hometown radio refreshed here on your Monday morning. Let's check the news, see what's happening. Stuart J. Waddle's watching these stories for us in our news center this morning. There are about $30,000 in damage, but no injuries after a garage fire on Racine's northwest side last night. About 8 o'clock, crews were called to a home on Conrad Avenue just off 38. The fire department says they had the fire under control after about 30 minutes. The cause, under investigation. Two members of the Waterford Police Department have been put on administrative leave. One of them is the chief. The Racine County Sheriff's Office hasn't said anything about the reasons for the leave. A lieutenant has been appointed to supervise the remaining staff and police operations during the investigation. And there was a spirit of cooperation between Racine and Kenosha this weekend. Leaders from both communities gathered Saturday morning for the second annual Bi-County Council of Governments meeting. It was held at Wingspread in Wind Point, with County Executive Samantha Kirkman and Jonathan Delagrave hosting the event. The meeting gives local leaders a chance to share knowledge and take on regional issues. Stuart J. Waddle's keeping an eye on the news for us. He'll have updates throughout the entire day today at top and bottom of the hour on WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed. It's 6:55, and coming up at 7:06 this morning, we start our series of local Racine authors. We have some really talented authors living right here in Racine. They're published authors, and our first one this morning is Laura Gelot. Laura Gelot, she'll tell you the story. She found this book. It was written in the 1930s, and she wrote sort of a sequel to it. She'll tell you the whole story coming up at 7:06 this morning. We have great authors. We have an author of a book called Haunted Racine, which we'll have coming up. All these great authors here. Who knew they all existed? I found them, not that they were lost, but I found them at the Racine Public Library a few weeks ago. They had the local authors there, and you were able to talk to the authors, see their books, buy them if you wanted them. Then they had a discussion table about how they got into writing books and how they got published and how many of they sold and, you know, how much money they make selling these books. So we'll find out all those answers because Laura was there. And so that's where I met these people. So it should be fun. I mean, I can't wait to talk to all these authors coming up. Tomorrow, let's see what we got tomorrow. Let's see here. Got a whole list of guests coming up here. So tomorrow we have Doug Incidence, the Racine Theater Guild. They have Cabaret, the musical. And we'll talk to Doug Incidence. I think he's bringing the star of the show along. I don't want to say anything yet because it's not definite, but I think he's bringing the star with him. So that should be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow morning here at WRJN Radio. All right. Let's see what else we got for you here this morning. The best cities for lazy people. Oh, I got to read this. It's based on things like the hours people sleep, the number of restaurants with delivery. The top three, Boca Raton, Florida, Orlando, Florida, and Boulder, Colorado. So if you're a lazy person, you might want to think about moving out to one of those places. All right, let's get going. Get me a travel agent. I'm out there. I see what else we got for you here this morning. They say there are no dumb questions, but here's one for you. Is cereal soup? Over 20,000 people took an online poll, and 1 in 9 said yes, cereal is soup. 11% of us think that it's a technical sense. Cereal is also soup. There are 5 ridiculous questions. Here's how people answered. Can you smell air? 68% said yes. 32% no, said no. You can smell stuff in the air, but not the air itself. And does pizza taste better in a square or in a circle? 25% said square pizza is better. Really? You think so? All right. Laura Gelot coming up after news here at WRJN Radio. We're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 71. Right now it's sunny and 65 at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at WRJN Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. It is 6:59.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened news-wise over the weekend, update you on the Trumpster trials, what's ahead for Joe Biden, and much more for this week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm
Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.